Now, that's actually quite fine and good, really, except for one minor thing. I have a job interview tomorrow afternoon. Is this not typical of my life, people? I mean, I know I say these things. I know people like Big Fatty and Faye Driver and whatever are like, oh, everything's amazing. Oh, don't be negative. Oh, everything's wonderful. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, be positive. Glasses half full. Da-da-da. But this is just... Oh, did you hear that fart? I mean, I farted. I pushed that out so much I nearly pooed my pants.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, did you hear that fart?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2340 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 3rd of January 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me,
show.
Big Fatty Brian in the J-Pan Mexico must have been sleeping. I didn't hear him say it at all. Hello, routinas. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Yo, your routine. Big Fatty, you can't even say it. Your routinas, because y'all, back to the routine. Big Fatty, back to the old coal mine routine. Yes, the routine. By the way, y'all, I failed to mention why y'all were pamperas or depensers on yesterday's little show, y'all. It's because, you know, the baby new year comes in wearing a diaper and a top hat. Yes, Big Fatty, and if it's granny, it's already a soiled diaper. Yeah, I guess y'all, more cards to open, so let's just get right to it. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, the next card is from that Gary Beard, and Big Fatty, isn't he in Phoenix? No. He moved to Albuquerque, I think. Oh, okay. Oh, look! Y'all, it's a cute little card. It's got the Christmas ointment on there, and Big Fatty says, ho, 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 he knows you too. And it says, wishing you the season's best. Merry Grandma, Big Fatty. Love. Gary in PDX. Big Fatty, where the hell is that? I don't know. PDX. Big Fatty, all right. Y'all, our next cat. Y'all, is a former lurker. Just swung open the door, and here she comes. And y'all, it's Julie. It's Julie up there in the Wisconsin. It says this card has been rated PG. Sorry to disappoint you, Big Fatty. We would hope Julie would have a little more decorum than and send a PG. Well, PG is right. Big Fatty, look, it's Frosty the Snowman. It's true. Y'all, he's covered in glitter and glistening. Of course, he's glistening. It says, you always bring the happy and the holly jolly, too. Big Fatty, look, he's dancing around. It's true. He's dancing around. And it says, you make the world a merry place just by being you, Big Fatty. It says, I almost bought a farting reindeer. Farting reindeer card, but came to my senses. No need to encourage an increase in that sound effect. Merry Grandma, Julie. Big Fatty, that was not a sound effect at the beginning of today's show. No, it wasn't. But Julie, that's as cute as it can be. And, you know, Big Fatty loves the Frosty. Yes, Big Fatty, you get that at the Wendy's. No, not that kind of Frosty. y'all, our next card. Our next card is from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future. And let's just see what we got here. We're going to open it up. Oh, Big Fatty! And, oh, I can't get it out. Bee, Fatty Mulligan. And y'all, there's old Santa Claus and Rudolph on the front, and it on the inside. Oh, y'all, he's written an epistle in here. It says, "Merry Crema, beautiful man. Bee, Fatty, thanks for another year. We are all thankful for all the time you put into the little show. I'm sure you're enjoying kicking back in the villa and having a bit of a break. You will be in my thoughts on Crema Day, as you are the special man in my life, in all our lives. If you ever show anybody how horrible my printing is, I'll never have to bend you over my knee and slap your bottom." Bee, Fanny, oh my goodness. It says Paul Lynn Snark here. Bee, Fanny. No, if you ever, I'll have to bend you. Well, y'all, I'm going to have to show you how horrible Straight Bob's handwriting is. XO, your straight boyfriend. Yes, Big Fanny.
It's January Content Contest Month. It's January Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the fat one with sweet thoughts of what the show means to you. Because Gus Chad's got a big prize, and he loves hearing the fat one kerfuffle. And he also loves to hear the fat one get choked up every now and then with your kindness. It's January Content Contest Month. Give him a call and say something really nice.
That is correct.
Even if you can't think of anything, make something up.
Y'all, that, of course, is Dicka. And Dicka, thank you so much for the totally original, never duplicated, never imitated bumper for this month. And y'all, you can send your comments for this month's contest. You can put it over there at the BFO, or you can send it via an e-letter or via a voice letter. Big Fatty, I can't wait to hear you kerfuffle about some of them.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Fatty. It's me, Hendrik from Pig City. Oh, what did you call me the other day? Hendrik from Pigville, Pigland, Pig Country, something piggy. Well, I stand to my pigginess. I was just at the Christmas market having an eggnog. And yeah, real eggnog, not the American shit that my so-called bestie, the ginger bear, offered me the other day. It was just calories and calories and no fucking alcohol. I mean, seriously, what's up with the Americans and alcohol? I mean, is that a Trump thing now? Or is it just being, you know, overcautious? Because two gingers drinking would be, you know, getting into temptation to play with one another inappropriately. Yeah, I'm heading home. I thought you said you wanted content. This is definitely not content. This is contempt or a contemplation. I definitely need to eat something because I can feel the eggnog hitting my stomach and it's obviously hitting my brain cells and my veins at the same time. So I'm just waiting for the train. And then I'll be going home. It's... what is today? Oh, train. Different train. Today is, I think, Wednesday, so a couple more days, and then it's Christmas Eve. It's a thing that everybody sort of go haywire about and sort of hand out presents because it's Christmas, you know? Anyway, I'll be spending time in Leipzig on Saturday, and then on Sunday I'll be in Berlin, you know, looking at cute boys and thinking... You know, the world's about to end because, you know, they voted the wrong man in. Anyway, my train is arriving, so I will have to get in and look pretty. And that's hard work. So Just wanted to say hi to you and Koodle and Squeaky Toy, Squeaky Man, Squeaky, Squeaky Bitch. I don't remember. Squeaky something. Have a fun one. Enjoy Atlanta. And if I can find the door to this train, I can maybe get in. I don't know what it is with me and entrances, you know. That's probably why I'm also a bottom sometimes, because I can't find my top side. Maybe I should ask Ricky. He's a top and a half. Speak to ya. Ciao.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Hendrik from over there in the Germany, Mexico. Yes, Big Betty used to live in Perfume. He did. Now he's in a Nasty Pigville. Benny, is that where I said? I don't remember. Y'all, and first of all, y'all, these calls, some of these are, like, that one is 2 weeks old. And, y'all, I will say this. Normally, I do not listen to calls before they come in, or before I play them on the show. But since I was in Atlanta and I knew I would be getting behind, I did listen to the calls when they came in up until I got back over here to the villa a week ago. But anyway, Hendrik, thank you so much for the call. Big Fanny, I have a couple of questions about his call. Okay, well, what are your questions? Big Fanny, he said that Big Ricky was a top and a half. Big Fanny, clearly, he is confused. He's confused, I tell you. And Big Fanny, if Hendrik's such a bottom, how is a handout considered a present? Big Fanny, I can't believe how vulgar I am.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. I'm calling with not one, but two CVS receipt updates. On the 8th of December, I spent, including tax, $37.20. I purchased 4 nail polishes, nail polish remover, several bottles of Head & Shoulder, mints, 4 joints, some body wash, and some Twizzler sweet and sour sticks that the Boy Genius likes. Like I said, I spent $37.20, but I saved $15.76 with a whopping savings of 31%. Now also, trying to, even though I know you need content, maybe if I make a message a little longer, it'll negate having to make a separate phone call. But on December 12th, I purchased 4 drinks, and In Touch Weekly, because I love my glossy magazines, and 2 of the Reese Big Cup King Cups. I spent $6.73, but I saved $5.33, the 45% savings. So that was that week's shopping extravaganza. I hope all is going well. I hope you're enjoying the holiday this weekend. And I hope you're having fun in Atlanta. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to get I'm going to put CVS out of business report. Big Fanny, she buys an awful lot of nail polish. It's true. You'd think that she was the Faye driver or something. Yes, Big Fanny?
Hey, Big Fanny. It's Gus Chad, longtime listener, third time caller. I'm calling in to let you know how my day went. So it was my birthday today, and I had to work. And they decided that it was going to rain, sleet, and snow. And Rochester, home of the Mayo Clinic, brings in people who don't understand what snow is or how to drive in it. So driving around town is very dangerous with people who have no clue what snow is. On top of that, my tires on my car were horrible, so I couldn't get up and down hills. And nobody carries the tires that I needed. So I ended up having to get one size bigger, drive around. Or took me an hour and 40 minutes to get the tires, which put me an hour and 40 minutes behind. And if it wasn't for your podcast, keep me sane. That's right, people. Big Fatty kept me sane today. I listened to the podcast 3 times. And so January is what Big Fatty means to you month, where you need to call right in or email and tell Big Fatty what the little show means to you. And then come January 30th, or whenever Big Fatty gets done reading the entries, we'll draw a prize. And I can tell you it's going to be huge prize. So get on it, people. January 1st, start sending in what Big Fatty means to you. And I will talk to you all later. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is that Gus Chan. And Gus Chan, thank you so much for that big money. I like it when he calls. I like it when he calls, too. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, poor Gus Chan, Big Fatty, what was he talking about? The Monet's Clinic. Well, I don't really know. Maybe it's where people go when they have too much Monet's. Well, Big Fatty, as far as you're concerned, any Monet's is too much Monet's. It's true. And Gus Chan, the comments will start coming in. You know, this is a different kind of contest than last month, where Miss Bacon wanted to see a comment every day. And Gus Chan, I do have one question. Can people have more than one entry into this contest, or is it limited to one entry per person? But just let me know. We still got plenty of... Yes, Big Fanny, we love a contest. And y'all, you know, later in this month, we'll be giving you a chance to get in to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2017. Big Fanny, has the time come around already? Almost. Yes, Big Fanny. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, a couple of things I wanted to just let you know. You know, I got brand new bed sheets for Grandma, and y'all, I put them on New Year's Eve, and y'all, I got to tell you, and I know this is going to sound odd, because I found it to be odd. Hey, whatever. Everything on the BFO is odd. Well, I suppose so, anyway, y'all, you know, they're black sheets, and y'all, my bedspread is kind of a bronzy color. It's the background of the where the pictures of the crema cards are. And y'all, when I pulled the bedspread back New Year's Eve, y'all, I almost gasped. I almost gasped. Y'all, the black sheets were absolutely stunning. And it caught me off guard. And y'all, it was just lovely. And so, y'all, if you want to stun someone, get some black sheets. Yes, Big Fatty, you got them at the Kohl's. I did, 30% off. Yes, Big Fatty. Derwin and Granny and I are going to supper Monday night. Y'all, we're going to go to that P.F. Chang's. Oh, Big Fatty, the Ching Chong. Yes. Tell John Ong that I said hello. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely... Just a lovely two, I say, Tuesday. And y'all, if it's your first day back to work since the New Year's holiday, y'all, we're gonna drag through it together, because it'll be a 4-day week. But y'all, those 4-day weeks are endless. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, don't forget, start commenting and calling in and posting your comments over at the BFO for the January content contest. Can't wait to see some of those. In fact, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the little Aussie battler. And Scotty, if you were gonna call in and leave a comment about what Big Fatty means to you, what would you say?
Oh, did you hear that, Fart?
Oh, Big Fatty, lots of people might call in with that comment.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.